Welcome to this week's episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me. As always, I am your host wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez, and who do I see sitting across from me this week?
I don't know, Waldo?
Waldo, yeah. Well, that might be a good representation, but no, I'm smarter than that. Andrew is back. He has survived the flu. He is among the land of the living. He is now back to join us on this week's show. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back.
Thank you. It's been, what, 2 weeks now? And what did you do during those 2 weeks?
Sat in bed.
Yeah, pretty much sat in bed. You could have listened to the show, but I don't think you did you?
Nope.
Nope. So my co-host is not even helping me to achieve numbers. I'll let it slide because he had the flu, and from what I hear, the flu sucked. I, personally, so far, have not contracted the flu. I'm pretty proud of that fact because I am a walking germ factory. Anytime somebody would get sick, if they looked at me, I would get sick. Things
like
have
Medusa.
Changed. What?
Like Medusa.
Medusa?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Whatever.
Every time she looked at you, you turned to stone.
I didn't turn to stone. I got sick.
It really?
Yes. Sure. Things are changing, though. My whole attitude has changed. I think sickness has a lot to do with your demeanor. If you think you're going to get sick, you'll get sick. I kept telling myself, I'm not getting sick. Nope. I feel like I'm going to throw up, but I'm not getting sick. And so far, I've not gotten sick. So anyway, welcome to the show. Glad to have you back. People said they missed you. Why, I don't know, but we'll get into that later.
I missed you too.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Anyway, last week's show, what did we do last week, Andrew? Did you listen to the show last week?
I already told you.
Yeah, no. The Mandela Effect. Great show, if I do say so myself. Lot of response on the show. I had many people say, hey, yeah, I remember Jiffy Peanut Butter. And I had many people say, I don't know what you're talking about. I had one of my responses say, hey, this is all a case of Google just rewriting history, because they can rewrite history by when you do a Google search, they can just delete it, say it's not really there. I don't know if I get into that, but, you know, stranger things have happened. But anyway, people that listen to the show remember eating Jiffy Peanut Butter. You know Pikachu. Does yeah. Pikachu have a black tipped tail or does he have a yellow tail?
He has a yellow and black tip tail.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. Look it up. See, right. This is first-hand experience. Okay, he's looking it up right now on his computer. There is... I'm curious to see what he sees. He's looking it up because he says there's a black tip on that tail. And according to what Pikachu has, it's a yellow tail. Your brother had a Pikachu doll. You showing a picture here?
I'm getting it.
Okay. Apparently you're running off a dial-up network here, so bear with me. We'll be with you next Christmas to find out the results of this test. Anyway, until he figures out how to use the internet, we'll go on. People remember Pikachu with a black tip tail. People remember Jiffy Peanut Butter. People remember, the biggest thing was the Queen song. Everybody remembered singing Of the World, but they went back and said, holy cow, Tom, it's not even there. Okay, what are you showing me? He has a black tip tail. So is he supposed to have a black tip tail or not?
It looks like he should.
What did I say last show? Anybody help me out here? I don't even remember. Is he or is he not supposed to have a black tip tail? Because according to what he's showing me, he has a black tip tail. I don't know. Anyway, the Mandela Effect show was very popular. I thank you for listening. Please continue to share the show. If you have any comments, any concerns, any show ideas, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. And I will get your show idea on the air with a 15 Minutes of Fame promos show brought to you by so-and-so's suggestion. Now, we've got a great show for you today. We've talked about this before, and everybody that's listened to the show that listened to it in its previous incarnations has said, well, Tom, you already did that show. I'm not dumb. I realize that. I know I've done other shows prior to this on the same subject, but even though I wasn't doing the Paranormal Patriot, I was still in the field. I was still learning about the subjects, and I feel I've grown a little bit more. I feel I have a little bit more information, and being that this is the new incarnation of the Paranormal Patriot, you may hear some of the same shows with different information. That's the key. You're going to have new and updated information. This show will be an example of that. We are going to hear about some strange noises that people are hearing, still hearing in the sky. Now, this was one of Andrew's. Now, Andrew would periodically listen to the old show. Do you remember the Harp the Herald Angels Sing show about the strange noises in the sky before I stopped the show? Yeah. He loved that show. And we decided, let's do another one of those. Because I have new sounds, I have new info, and I have new hypotheses as to what exactly these things could be. So sit back, relax, open your mind, because Andrew and I will be right back, and we will discuss with you what the heck are people hearing in the sky. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I am Tom.
And I'm Andrew.
He's back. We will be right back. Join me on September 21st and 22nd, 2018, for an out-of-this-world event. The Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the day listening and learning from all of the special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFOs, sightings, experiences, the contact phenomenon, and more. Be sure to check out their amazing vendor rooms for unique gifts, creative works, psychic readings, and much more to list here. All of this will be taking place at the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Overlooking the largest inland lake in Michigan, not only can you enjoy the UFO convention, but you can enjoy nature. This resort is full of windows, including a walkout balcony. This will be an educational and refreshing event. Lecturers include John Tenney, Andrea Perrin, Bill Konkoleski, Erica Luke, Steve Ward, and Nick Redford. For more information on the resort, go to www.lakesideresortmichigan.com. Again, September 21st and 22nd, 2018, join me and be at the Michigan UFO Contact.
Already are you and me. giggly, in tune to thee. Sometimes we fight like cats and dogs, but here we are giving it our all. So many years in the making, but then forsaking and forgetting. Even for a moment, I am not betting on our demise. I can see the future in your eyes. I see the present's ironic surprise. When you go counter and I clockwise, do the world pain and all the lies. We will grow a garden every time. And if I harden, will you remind me of the softness I had in my prime? And if I seek, will you help me find? And when I freak, won't you be kind? No, there's sometimes demons in my mind. What can I say? It's hard to be on.
Alrighty, we are back. Hey, Andrew.
Yeah?
You like your music on this show?
I love it.
Where do you find it?
Jamendo.com.
That's right. Every piece of music on this show, if you like it, go to Jamendo.com. Jamendo.com. You can find that music that you listen to on this show and much more on Jamendo.com. So let's get into the main subject of the show. Andrew, I got a question for you.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it might have been probably 2 years ago, I did a show about these strange noises in the sky, and you listened to it, did you not?
Yep.
What did you think of it?
Well, I thought it was pretty scary to think that we're hearing sounds in the sky that we don't even know where they're coming from.
Exactly. Now, I don't think you've heard anything like that before, have you?
No.
I haven't. And at first when I started seeing this, because this is a fairly new phenomenon. Some people say 2008, some people say 2011. It doesn't matter. We'll say 2010, just to be happy. But it's fairly new. But I'm telling you, if I was outside and I started hearing these sounds, I don't know what I'd think. Because they don't sound like anything that I can put my head around what it is. What do you think they sound like?
Oh, they sound like, ever had a suspenseful movie and they had those creepy parts? That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like somebody is going to kill you, is coming up behind you to kill you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's all over. It is all encompassing. It is a deep, sometimes it sounds metallic, sometimes it sounds like trumpets, sometimes you've heard the one that it sounded like a dinosaur coming up closer
to you. It sounded like Godzilla.
Exactly. What is it?
I don't know.
A lot of people say, oh, that's a hoax, Tom. I don't buy it because people all over the world are pulling out their phones, their video cameras, and just recording this and getting somewhat the same sounds, somewhat different sounds. But regardless, these are sounds that not a lot of people are hearing. However, a lot of people say, oh, Tom, this is just the earth moving. If that were the case, wouldn't you think that somewhere in the annals of history, somebody would have wrote about a trumpet in the sky, would have talked about a loud metallic sound, a loud dinosaur sound? You would think you would, but you really didn't hear about this until 2008, 2011 area. So what we're going to do on this show today is we're going to play a couple examples of this sound. And I'm telling you, some of these, this show is all about opening your mind. Open your mind. Get your imagination going. Pretend you're sitting out in your backyard enjoying an iced tea or a beer or whatever you do to relax. You're just sitting out there on a beautiful summer day, the sun's out, and all of a sudden you hear these noises. Think what you would do in a situation like that. Now, this first one is going to be from Germany. And I know you can't see video, but let me just try to put the image in your head. Somebody is inside their home, and they hear this strange noise, so they grab either their phone or their video camera, and they open their front door, and this is what they hear.
Was ist das?
Ich habe keine Ahnung, der Junge da unten guckt auch. Ich weiß es nicht. Was ist aber?
You speak German, Andrew?
No, I have no idea what
I don't know what they said. But you can hear the noise in the distance. It's nothing that is right in their face, per se. But it's definitely the same noise that is heard in many other places.
All around the world.
All around the world. But it's in the distance. But they were obviously, I don't speak German, but you can tell by their reaction that they're a little concerned. Now, this next one comes from British Columbia in Canada. These are actually the first time I've heard these, so I don't know if the thing's going to start up again. No, apparently it just stopped on a dime. What would you do, Andrew, if you heard that? Okay, you're in the backyard, you're either on the trampoline or in the pool, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you hear that. What are you doing?
I'm looking up in the sky saying, what the heck is that?
Exactly. What in the world is that? We're going to go into some ideas of what it could be, but honestly, keep in mind that these noises are noises that are being heard in the sky. They're not being heard on the ground. They're not being heard anywhere else. They're being heard in the sky. They're all encompassing. They're surrounding you. That's a little disconcerting. This next one, I know I have a couple listeners from Allen, Texas, or in Texas, but this one is from Texas. Somebody's got their smartphone out, and they're recording this with a bunch of people around them, and they're hearing this noise. Listen to this one, Andrew. At this point, they got two or three people in video looking up into the sky going, what the hell is that?
Ew. Did you guys hear that?
I don't know how you could hear it.
Literally, these people are scanning the horizon.
It sounds just like the one in British Columbia.
Exactly.
Where's it coming from? Oh, that was a big one.
At this point, you can tell that the people, they're genuinely afraid. Alrighty, this next one is from 2009. It's from Ohio. It's not like a trumpet or a violin or somebody scraping metal together. I don't think Andrew's heard this one, so this will be the first time he hears this one. But it's something completely different. And honestly, if I heard this in the middle of the night, I would be terrified. I do want to warn you, there's a little bit of language in this that is inappropriate, but considering the circumstances, I'll let it slide. Here is one from August of 2009 in Ohio.
Oh, check this shit out. Listen to that. That is fucking crazy.
Where's that from?
I don't know. It sounds like a giant flame or something.
You heard that, Andrew. What do you think that might be?
It sounded like somebody's, like, heavy breathing or something like that.
Yeah, it sounded like somebody prank calling you, giving you an obscene phone call. What was the other thing you said you heard that it might be?
Well, it sounded like a giant train going by.
A giant train. Could it have been a train? I guess it could, but you would think that the people that live in this area would know the difference between a train and something otherworldly. It's a weird sound that they were unaccustomed to. There's more. This next one is from, I believe, New York. And this one is crazy. This is the first time Andrew and I have heard this one. It's from 2012. Again, we have some language that is inappropriate, so please cover your children's ears. But again, concerning the experience, I think it might be appropriate.
Looking out my window right now, hearing some strange fucking sounds out there. I have no idea what the hell they are. It's rattling the earth around here. We're in Long Island, January 18th. And it's fucking loud. You hear that? You hear that shit? Fuck is that shit? I have no idea. Like, it's coming straight out of the sky. What is that? This is for you YouTube people. You hear that?
That is without a doubt one of the scariest things I've ever heard.
Again, it sounds like a suspenseful movie.
It does. It sounds like a sci-fi movie. It sounds like one of the 50s or 60s sci-fi movies, like a UFO coming down.
Yeah.
It's scary. And if you look at the video, it's pitch black. There's a little light in the distance. This guy has no idea what's going on. As he said, it's coming from the sky.
You know, even though I'm underage, but in my head, I'd be saying exactly what that guy said.
Oh, absolutely. I would hope you wouldn't. I hope you don't have no idea what those words mean. But me, I would probably be a sailor at that time and be using every other word but a swear word, because I would be crapping my pants. It would be, I don't know what I'd do. If I heard that, I literally would be defecating myself on the spot, because it would be scaring the crap out of me.
And the pitch black does not help at all.
The pitch black does not help. Even in daytime, I would think, what is going on? Are we being invaded? But yet, there's more. Here's another one from Switzerland. This person, you can obviously tell by the video, heard this noise, grabbed their phone, turned it on video, and ran outside to hear this noise. Here is what they heard. At this point, they're outside just scanning the sky, trying to figure out where this noise is coming from.
Most of these sounds that have been, recorded, they have a lot in common. And they all sound like either a suspenseful movie or somebody that's really bad at playing a violin.
Yeah, it's almost the same sound every time you hear it. It doesn't matter if you're in Sweden, Canada, Germany, or the United States, you're still hearing the same sound. But yet,
there's more.
It's even got my rabbit standing up. Check him out. That's scary shit. Holy. Sounds like, oh no, in the sky, really hard to see. They're fucking just all clouds too.
So that one was in Manitoba, Canada. The dog was reacting to that noise. The guy said, it's in the sky. I can't tell where it's coming from. And again, it's the same noise you're hearing all across the planet. But yet,
there's more.
This next one was from Slovakia in 2017. And I wanted to play this one because it's not necessarily a trumpet sound. It doesn't sound like metal scraping. To be honest with you, it sounds like a T-Rex coming to tear you apart. Again, this is from Slovakia in 2017. Andrew, listen to this.
Okay.
Notice how it seems to be getting closer.
It's louder.
Keep in mind, the guy who's filming this is scanning the sky. Because that's where it's coming from.
I have no idea what this is.
I have no idea what that is. Tell me a natural explanation for that. Okay, the last one that I want to play for you is, well, in my opinion, pretty scary. You've got a couple of people traversing the woods, just going on a regular hike in the middle of winter in British Columbia, Canada. While they're traversing the woods, they come across this.
That'd be creepy in the woods.
Absolutely. And this is in broad daylight, and it's creepy. Right now, everybody's looking at each other going, what in the world is this noise? So, Andrew, you heard these noises. What do you think they might be?
I have no idea. I have a theory that it could be the alien, like aliens talking to us.
Aliens talking to us. That is a prevailing theory. I've got a couple theories here in front of me that may or may not be true.
So I got a question about this.
What?
Do they have an organization that's taking a deeper look into this phenomenon?
No, that's the problem.
What?
There are millions of people around the world that have heard this noise, but nobody wants to take it seriously because the general rule of thumb is that it's the tectonic plates shifting and grinding on each other.
That it wouldn't make a violin noise or a dinosaur noise.
Even if it would, why were we not hearing about this in the past? You know, in the 14s, 15s, 16s, 1700s, there was never any talk of this, ever, never anybody saying that they heard these sounds.
No journals.
Nothing. Nothing was said that they heard these noises. You would think that somewhere, somebody would said, yeah, we heard some trumpets in the sky. It might be God coming back for judgment. But we never hear that. Another prevailing thought is atmospheric pressure. And the only thing I can give any credence to that is we know the magnetic field is shifting. Could it be that the magnetic field is causing the noises that we're hearing today?
It could be.
It could be.
But it's not a big possibility.
It's not. Hey, Andrew Marson. Andy! You just sent me a friend request. Welcome to Facebook, my friend. I will accept that after the show. Anyway, Andy from Texas, you all know him. He just sent me a friend request on Facebook. I am so happy. Anyway, I don't know about the atmospheric pressure. I don't buy it because, again, the poles have shifted. And you would think, look, our ancestors in the ancients, per se, were very good at keeping records. Prior to what you think, or contrary, I should say, to what you think you know and what you think you've been told, the ancients were very good at keeping records. Now, the elite would like us to think that they were just asinine and stupid and didn't know what they were talking about, but
they were smarter than us.
They were smarter than us because they knew more than us. We'll get into that on a deeper show.
Yeah.
The next theory are trains shunting. Now, you're a big train guy. You like trains, right?
Yeah, I used to.
Do you know what trains shunting means?
Not particularly.
Okay. The train shunting is basically trains coming together or trains driving on a track and grinding on the track.
Oh. Okay,
again.
That makes sense.
If that were the case, there would be noises like this described everywhere because between the 1830s and probably the 1910s, that's how transportation was trains. You never heard about it. I think that one can be debunked. Construction, people building things. The last one we heard, Andrew, where was this taking place?
It was in the middle of the woods.
In the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere. I don't think they're building anything in the middle of nowhere. Go ahead.
Especially in winter.
In winter, yeah. The ground's frozen. Most construction companies stop building in the middle of winter because the ground's frozen. At least in the upper or the northern hemisphere where this was taking place. That can be thrown out. Something that Andrew said, aliens. Could this be aliens trying to communicate with us?
It could be.
Could be. It honestly, at this point, could be. You've heard of Occam's razor. You've heard me mention Occam's razor many times. What is the most plausible explanation is probably the reality. You think people are building stuff in the woods and causing this noise?
No.
Nah, I don't think so. You think it could be atmospheric pressure?
No.
Highly doubt it. What about tectonic plates? Yeah, that gets a little, you know, I'll give them a little bit. But I can't imagine tectonic plates sounding like a bad trumpet or violin player.
Exactly.
So then you have to start going into supernatural. Could it be aliens? Could it be that the aliens are trying to communicate with us? Well, there's a very good possibility. Andrew, what do you think about God or the seven judgments? The angels, if not, I don't know how religious you are. I don't know how much you've read the Bible, to be honest with you, Andrew. But in Revelations, there are seven trumpets that foresee, and they prelude the seven judgments on the world. Do you think these are the judgments of the world?
I honestly don't know, because it's happening everywhere in the world, so it could be seven trumpets in seven continents.
It could be.
But not a big possibility.
I don't think it is either. In my opinion, and I don't think Andrew subscribes to this opinion, I think Andrew is more of an alien type guy.
I don't know.
He's confused.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to believe. As with most of us. But my opinion on this whole thing is we are proving, and we're going to get to this on the week in the Paranormal Patriot News, but we are proving that multiple dimensions exist. I truly, truly believe that the veil or the shield between these dimensions is thinning. And we are now starting to be able to interact with these dimensions. Does that mean that there is a mechanical population in the next dimension? I don't know. But something is going on. There is no denying that these sounds were not heard in our past. But there is no doubt that these sounds are being heard now. It's up to us to decipher what it is. So let me know what you think it is. Do you think it's aliens? Do you think it's the Earth talking? Or do you think it's parallel universes? Let me know what you think. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Send me a message and tell me your thoughts. And I'll let my listeners know what you think, if you would like me to. There is a lot of area that is unknown on this. But what is known is that it's actually happening. There is no doubt. We have audio and photographic and video proof that this is a phenomenon that's happening. It is fairly new. Now we have to determine what it is. So if you think you know what may be behind these strange noises, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. We will be right back. We will come back with This Week in the News with the Paranormal Patriot. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I am your host, Tom Velasquez, with my co-host,
Andrew Velasquez.
Hey, we are here. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
Put on my red heels and in my hair. Wait up all night cause I thought you cared. And now you're calling me saying, babe, don't start a fight. Stop living a fantasy. I'm sorry, excuse me. Big season, how I thought it'd be. This isn't a fairy tale you promised me. What is
attention all fans of the paranormal and paranormal groups in the Michigan area. Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention will be June 29th and 30th, 2018 at the Grand Haven Community Center, 421 Columbus in Grand Haven, Michigan. Do you want to show off your team? How about networking with other teams? Whether your specialty is in the field of ghosts and spirits, Bigfoot, UFOs, or even cryptozoology, the people at Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention want you here to network with other groups and show your investigation and evidence to the public. If your group is involved in the paranormal and you want your group's voice heard, then you need to be here. Network with other Michigan teams. Show off some of your investigations and evidence, or simply come out to check out our new equipment, techniques, or just come out to listen to some of our speakers. Booth spaces are limited and first come, first serve. Check for convention updates at graspp.org or email them at debunkers@gsapp.info for more details. Pricing will be available soon. So remember, for those of you who are in the paranormal field, June 29th and 30th in Grand Haven, Michigan, Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention. The Week in Review with the Paranormal Patriot. Alrighty, we're going to do the Week in Review as it was originally intended. We're going to tandem between Andrew and I. I'm going to start this week with a story about a Japanese space station. Alrighty, I hope everybody is looking up into the sky because an out-of-control space station put in orbit by China will come crashing down to the planet within weeks and could hit Europe, the United States, Australia, or New Zealand. There is a wide range of where it could hit. It could hit between the 43rd parallel north or the 43rd parallel south. That puts the United States, Central America, all of Asia in its crosshairs. So keep an eye out for the sky because between now and the first part of April, you may see a 10-meter remnant of the Chinese space station come crashing into your house. So exactly what are the odds of that happening? I don't know. Maybe one in a million? But what I have to say to that is this.
I'd say more like one out of a million.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
So you're telling me there's a chance? Absolutely, there's a chance your house can be hit by Chinese space station. The chance is one in a million, if it's not one in a billion, but it might be a good late show. So there you go. Keep an eye out for the sky because the Chinese space station, it's a coming down.
We have a new Batman encounter in Wisconsin. In July 2006, on the 15th or 16th, my husband and I were in the process of moving from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to a small area between Whitewater and Eagle. It was about 9:30 p.m., and there was a bright full moon in a clear sky. We were traveling down Highway 59 east past Eagle, turning into Road X, a somewhat desolate stretch. A thin band of trees are on each side of the road, with open fields behind them. This area is about 18 miles, approximately east of Whitewater, located between Eagle and North Prairie, Wisconsin. My husband was driving, his two young children in the back seat, I believe asleep, suddenly swooping over the trees on our left, lowering down in front of the car and windshield, then upwards again over the treetops to our right, gliding at a slow ascent over the field. Was what I would describe as a man with bat-like features flying like a bat. This creature was real as you and I are. We had a very close-up look at it. It was long, 6 to 7 feet in length. I say length because it was flying sideways, looking into the car, much like doing the side stroke. It was a dark gray, very leathery skin, one wing kind of tucked into its side, the one facing the ground, and the other flapping while it flew. The wing was huge, exactly like a bat's. What got me the most were the eyes. They were very round. Where the whites would be, looked rheumy. The best way to describe it. The irises were a very pale blue. I was not afraid. I was astounded, amazed, and even excited. My husband was shook up and would not stop when I asked him to. The kids were in the car. I hope this will also bring more people forward who have seen this mystery creature, or other creatures as well. I was reading recently online of a woman in, I have no idea to pronounce this, Minot, Wisconsin.
Somewhere in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Who in about 1960 also had seen a creature of this description. I noticed that some who have witnessed this compare it to the creature from the movie Jeepers Creepers. There are definitely similarities. I had never seen the movie yet prior to my sighting. Sincerely, DS.
Okay, so Andrew, if you listened to the last show, you would know that we had an encounter near Whitewater, Wisconsin prior to... actually, it was after this, now that I'm thinking. So is Whitewater the birthplace of the new Mothman? Are we talking about Jeepers Creepers? Because
I had no idea what that movie is.
That movie kind of sucked. I was not a big fan of Jeepers Creepers. And I hope Jeepers Creepers is not real.
Was it scary?
It was stupid. Yeah, honestly, it was just stupid.
Well, was it scary? Because you said, I hope it's not real.
Okay, if you want a supernatural creature tearing your throat out, yes, it's scary.
Okay, that makes sense.
But do I think it's real? No. Do I think maybe the Batman of Wisconsin is real? I don't know. I mean, now all of a sudden, you're seeing and hearing all of these people saying that they've seen a bat-like creature in Wisconsin prior to the bat-like creatures seen in the the Chicago area. Does the Batman move?
Must be.
Obviously so. Where's Robin? We now have another encounter, this one from February 2018 in Illinois.
I was driving home on Route 94 headed back home. I pulled into the TA truck stop to get something to drink and something to eat before finishing my trip home. It was about 11:30 p.m., February 15, 2018, when I left the store and I got in my car. As I was pulling out of the parking lot to get onto the interstate, I noticed what looked like a large person standing to the side of the road. This thing looks right at me with very bright red eyes, and then opened a huge pair of wings and started to fly off like some kind of big bat. The whole dang thing took less than 5 seconds, but I know what I saw, and it looked like a giant skinny man with a large pair of wings and red eyes. I'm not sure what to tell you what it was, but I can assure you it's something I've never seen on the Discovery Channel before.
Oh, California. How we love California. Andrew, do we know anybody that lives in California?
Yes, we do.
Who?
Uncle Dean.
He does. Uncle Dean, you live in California. You have the distinction of being a resident of what has been rated the worst state in America. Why is that? Why do you think that is, Andrew?
No idea.
Well, because you're not politically minded yet.
Good.
You'll get there. Well, let's see. You got Jerry Brown as the governor. You've got taxes galore. You've got regulations galore. You've got sanctuary cities. You've got gun control galore. You've got the blueprint of the democratic way of America. And yet they're rated as the worst state to live in this United States that we live in. What does that make you feel like, Andrew? What does that make you think? How if you were Uncle Dean, how would you feel on that?
Well, I'd feel angry that I've been paying all these taxes I shouldn't be paying.
Oh, but wait a minute. If you're paying all these taxes, shouldn't you be getting something in return?
Yeah.
Oh, but you're not.
What?
You're not. You know, the Wall Street Journal just printed an article stating that Governor Jerry Brown's policies have created a $6.5 million surplus for the state of California. That, in order to print that, somebody had to have literally sold their soul to the devil. Because that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my life. California, ladies and gentlemen, California is beyond broke. And it's because they are having people leave their state in droves because they're taxing the living shit out of them. Pardon my language, but if South Park can say it, I can say it. They are getting taxed beyond oblivion.
What is their tax rate?
Who knows? I don't even think Jerry Brown knows. I just think they say, whatever you make, give it to me. And they're still broke. They have no money. They have no economy. You've got Hollywood, the Hollywood elite, who think they're better than us, telling us how we should feel. Well, the majority of Americans don't associate and don't relate to the Hollywood elite. And if the Oscars were any indication, we don't care about the Hollywood elite. So let's just take Hollywood out of the picture. California is broke. You've all seen the videos on YouTube and even on Fox News, any news broadcast site, of people driving down the road in Orange County, California, and literally populated with tents alongside the road because everybody seems to be homeless in California. Trust me, if we have California secede from the union, which is what they would like to do, that really would be a benefit to the country. Because therefore, we don't have to send them funding to pay for their inept policies, nor do we have the Democrat stronghold that we do in California. Everybody in California is essentially a Democrat. I have a gentleman I work with that his daughter lives in California, right outside San Diego. He won't go there because of how the people think and how the people act. California is a socialist state. And I know I have a lot of California listeners, and if I offend you, I'm sorry. But the truth needs to be told. Secede! Leave! Become your own socialist country. I don't care. It will make this country better. For those of you in California that do side on the conservative or Republican side, I pity you. Because you are being raped left and right by the government. Get out. California is a hellhole. I'm sorry, California is a shithole, as Donald Trump would say. That's what it is. It's turning into a shithole. And for those of you who live there, open your eyes if you disagree with me and look around you. You will know it's a shithole. It's a third world country. It's another extension of Mexico. We'd be better off without you. I'm pissing off a lot of people right now. I understand that. But I also am looking at the greater good of the country. Until that state can right itself and realize that its ways are completely wrong, that the way it's trending, socialist, communist, literally, they are a communist state right now. Until they can realize that, I don't want anything to do with them because they are just a drain on this country. Now, I'm anxious to hear what everybody has to say about what I just said because I'm sure it pissed a lot of people off.
Probably did.
That's my job. I'm going to tell you, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net and let me know what you think about what I said about California. Let me know if it's the shithole that I claimed it to be. Alrighty, that'll do it for this week's show. I appreciate you listening. Welcome back, Andrew. I appreciate you being here.
I had a lot of fun on this show.
I hope you did. I hope you have fun on every show. And I hope everybody enjoys hearing Andrew's voice on the podcast. We will be back next week. What we're talking about, I don't know. I usually don't figure it out till Monday or Tuesday. But we will post this tomorrow, which will be Sunday, and keep listening to the show. Keep sharing the show. If you haven't shared the show, shame on you. All it is a one-button push. Share that damn show. Share this show. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. I am on Twitter at @theparapatriot. I am also on Facebook and minds.com at @theparanormalpatriot. Where else am I? I'm on iTunes. I just submitted to Spotify. I will very hopefully be on Spotify very soon. Of course, Podbean. Just share the show. Comment on the show. Mention the show. Get this show out into the mainstream. Let's tell people what we think about the paranormal and the politics of this country. Thank you for listening. On behalf of Andrew and I thank you for listening this week. We will be back next week. You are listening to Tom and
Andrew.
We will be back next week. Thank you for listening, and we are
out.
I just want to see you smiling and carry your own. Don't be so sad about it.
You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot, recorded live in Owosso, Michigan. Thank you for listening.
While you've been walking through this so-called town without me by your side, let me break this down. I'll take it.